Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, November 28th, 1952. And the title is The Tinker's Revenge. Hopefully you guys remember what a tinker truly is. Let's get into today's episode, and thanks for being a member.
The greatest name in serials presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Tinker's Revenge. Say, what's the first thing that happens when you pour milk on Kellogg's Rice Krispies? Oh, I guess by now the whole world knows that when you pour milk or cream on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they go snap, crackle, pop. That's right. You know you're eating the world's only talking cereal when you pour milk on Kellogg's Rice Krispies and hear that cheerful chorus of snap, crackle, and pop. Tomorrow, for breakfast, eat the cereal that tells you how fresh and crisp it is. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Riding the trails of the Old West, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met many strange people and had many a hair-raising experience. But never did they meet a stranger man than Elmer Ellington or go through a more dangerous adventure than The Tinker's Revenge.
Well, Jingles, your siesta's over. Time to hit the saddle again.
Oh, Bill, I was just about to take another little snooze.
Can't help it. We've got a lot of trail to cover before dark.
But the trail's so hot and dusty, and it's so cool and shady here under this tree.
Come on, Jingles. Pile on Joker and let's go.
Oh, all right. Hey, Bill, what's this coming down the road?
I don't know. It looks like a gypsy wagon of some sort.
Yeah, it's a funny-looking rig, all right. Hey, we haven't seen anybody on this trail for 2 days. Then we see a thing like that.
From all that stuff he's got hanging on that rig, I'd say he was a peddler or a tinker.
But what's he doing out here? There ain't nobody around with anything for him to tinker. Oh, well, howdy, stranger. Pull up in the shade here and set a spell.
Well, that's real nice of you. Wish I could, but I got some very important business. Very important.
Well, that's so.
Yes, indeed. I must find a representative of the law at once. A sheriff, perhaps.
I don't know of a sheriff around here close, but...
No, but we're both lawmen. This here is Wild Bill Hickok, United States Marshal.
Oh, no, not really.
Really? And I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Well, for goodness sakes. In that case, I will pull into the shade. Yep, Sarah. Jean out. That's a good girl.
Funny old geezer, ain't he, Bill?
Yeah, I wonder what his trouble is.
Now, Marshal, would you just look into the back of the wagon here, please?
Why, sure, stranger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Elmer Ellington. Elmer the Fix-It Man, tinker, tinsmith, peddler, plumber, poet, and prospector. If you can't do it, let Elmer do it. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Would you look inside, please, Mr. Hickok?
Sure, but what's in there?
Yeah, just something I picked up down the road. It's right in here. Behind this canvas.
Well, what is it, Bill, huh? What is that?
He's dead, isn't he?
Sure looks like it.
Who's dead, huh, Bill? Who's dead?
Yeah, very dead, isn't he?
With that big knife in his back, he should be.
Oh, now, Bill, that's enough. Now, let me see.
All right, Jingles. There's a gent in there who had an accident.
Well, all I want to do is... Oh, whoop. Yeah. Only that ain't no accident.
I guess you're right, Jingles. Elmer, do you know who he is?
Or who he was?
Oh, certainly. That's Broad Phillips, one of the Phillips brothers' gang, but not the leader, unfortunately. Slim Phillips, the eldest brother, and Ted, the youngest, are still alive.
You sound like you're a little bit mad at the Phillips brother.
I am. It'll be a fine thing for the country when they're all done for.
Elmer, are you sure you didn't plant that knife in Broad Phillips' back?
Me? Oh, dear, no, but I did sharpen the knife. I did very good sharpening work.
It sure looks that way. Now, tell us who you sharpened that knife for, or do you know?
No. Well, of course I know.
Listen now, Bill. When he tells us who he sharpened that knife for, then we'll know who killed Broad Phillips. Pretty slick, huh?
Maybe. Okay, Elmer, who was it?
Why, I sharpened the knife for Broad Phillips. It was his knife.
Oh, now doggone it, Bill. Now we got a mystery on our hands.
Looks that way. Just one more question, Elmer. Who killed Phillips?
Bill, somebody's shooting at
him. Get on, Elmer.
Yes, perhaps I'd better. Behind this rock would be a good place.
Yeah, and hurry it up.
Bill, I saw gun smoke halfway up the hill there.
Right. Make him head for cover, Jingles.
You know, Wranglers, I enjoy these sessions we have with Slim almost as much as I do a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That's because he's so refreshing, just like a bowl of Rice Krispies smothered in fruit or berries.
Oh, shucks. Thank you, Charlie. Well, I got another word for all the Wranglers today. It's the word chuck, and it's spelled C-H-U-C-K and pronounced chuck. Now, chuck is a word that pertains mostly to food. Now, the first thing that most cowpokes do in the morning, for instance, is to head straight for that chuck wagon in a big heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They splash lots of cold milk on top and maybe a handful of blackberries, and pronto, those Rice Krispies start telling the world how fresh and crisp they are. They set up a regular clamor. Yes, sir, they go snap, crackle, pop, inviting one and all to dig in and eat them to their heart's content. You know, just talking about Rice Krispies is enough to make my mouth water. So why don't you ask Mom to stock up your chuck wagon with a couple of boxes of Kellogg's Rice Krispies when she shops tomorrow. Right now, sing along with us as we sing the Kellogg's Rice Krispies marching song. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, the cereal that goes snap, crackle, pop. In the back of the rickety wagon of Elmer the Tinker, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles found the body of Broad Phillips, one of the notorious Phillips Brothers gang. Before Elmer could tell them who had done the killing, the three of them found themselves in a flurry of gun smoke as they were fired on from the hill.
That'll make them keep their heads down.
Sure will, but we can't get a clean shot at them. Elmer, you better get into that wagon and head for town. Jingles and I'll cover you till you get a start.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I think those two would like to shoot me.
Seems like you know who they are.
And of course, they're the other two Phillips brothers.
Well, why do the Phillips brothers want to kill Elmer, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles. Elmer, head for town and hurry it up. We'll follow you.
All right. Just watch out for those two brothers. They're killers. They're up, sir. Come here.
Dust them off, Jingles. Make them stay down.
Bill, what have we got ourselves into?
I don't know, Jingles, but the Phillip brothers sound like a mighty tough gang.
Well, one of them's dead, and I'll be just as happy if them two up on the hill were, too.
Well, they're not, and we don't have much of a chance of smoking them out.
Well, what do we do now?
Head for horses and follow Elmer into town.
And get shot in the back?
We'll see if we can spoil their aim a little. Ready?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Now. All right, run for it. Steady, Buckshot.
Now, hold still, Joker. Didn't stay down very long.
Not Buckshot. Let's go, boy.
Jump, Joker. Now get me out of here.
You ever see this little tinker before?
Yep, I've seen his wagon around this part of the country for years. harmless sort of a gent.
Oh, what'd he say when he delivered the dead man to you?
Well, not much. Left me his name and said he'd pick up the reward later. That was all right with me.
What was the reward amount to?
$5,000 on each of the Phillips brothers, dead or alive.
$5,000? Ooh, wee. They must be a pretty tough bunch of brothers, Bill.
Yeah, I've heard about them before. Train robbers, killers. Just about as bad as they can be.
That's right. I figure the little guy's entitled to a reward.
Did he kill Broad Phillips?
Say, I forgot to ask him.
Fine thing.
I think that's something we ought to know.
Well, don't make much difference to me. He can bring in the other two brothers, dead or alive, and I'll be happy to pay him the reward.
Well, that's all right, but I still think the law should look into this a little bit more. Come on, Jingles, let's go.
Thanks a lot, Sheriff.
That's all right, gents.
Fine, Sheriff. Man killed with a knife in his back, and he doesn't even ask who did it. Well, where are we going now, Bill?
We're going to find our friend Elmer and see if we can get him to tell us who killed Broad Phillips.
What difference does it make? Elmer collected the reward from the sheriff, and there's one less murder and bank robber running around the country.
That reward is paid dead or alive, Jingles. But I'd rather turn the Phillips gang in alive and let the law take its course. I don't like the idea of somebody like Elmer taking the law into his own hands.
Do you think maybe Elmer killed Broad?
He said he didn't, but I'll bet he had something to do with it. Hey, there's Elmer's wagon way down there by that stream.
Yeah, he don't like to stay in town. He'd rather camp out here by himself.
Oh, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. What are you stopping for, Bill?
There's somebody back in that brush.
Oh.
All right, come out with your hands up.
Hey, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I'm coming out. Oh, well, it's Wild Bill.
And Jingles.
And Jingles. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Elmer. What are you doing up here?
I'm just enjoying the sunset, Jingles, and watching my wagon.
You're a long way from the wagon.
Oh, yes, but Ted and Slim Phillips are down there, and since they want to kill me so badly, I thought it'd be much better if I weren't there. Don't you think so?
Well, now that makes sense, Bill.
Yeah, I can see two men and two horses down there by the wagon.
It's too bad they're out of range.
Yes, we couldn't shoot them from here.
Bill, one of them's going into the back of the wagon.
Elmer, you seem to know a lot about the Phillips brothers. I want to ask you some questions.
Well, yes, I suppose I do. But first of all, I must tell you that they murdered my father and my brother, and they stole $15,000 for them, all the money they had.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, I can't bring back my father and my brother, but I can collect the $15,000 in rewards.
Then you did kill Broad Phillips.
Yeah, oh, dear, no, not at all.
Bill, that shot comes from down there at the wagon.
What's going on, Elmer?
Let me see. The man running away is tall. That must be Slim. Then Ted must be the one who's dead.
Dead? How do you know?
I don't know for sure, but it's very possible. And shot with his own gun, too.
How do you know that?
Because I fixed his gun. A .38 caliber rifle. That's very interesting, because you don't see many of them.
What about that rifle? What did you do to it?
Well, I just fixed it, that's all. Oh, I'm an excellent gunsmith.
I'll bet you are. Well, come on, Jingles. Let's get down there and see what happened.
Oh, what about Elmer?
Get him up behind you on Joker and let's ride.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good idea. If Joker won't mind.
No, he won't mind. He's a big, strong horse.
Well, he must be. He carries you, Jingles.
Now, just a minute. I'm not that big.
All set, partner?
Yep.
Let's go.
Hup. All right, go, Joker. Let's see what happens.
Just as I thought, Bill. He's dead, isn't he?
He's plenty dead. Looks like it was a .38 rifle, too.
Oh, yes. There's his rifle right there. Just where I put it.
And here's the trigger string. You rigged a trap for Ted Phillips with his own gun, didn't you, Elmer?
Yes, indeed. I'm very good at mechanical devices.
Yeah, you're very good at a lot of things. Now tell us how you got Broad Phillips to stab himself in the back.
Oh, it was very simple. He came into the wagon, too, you see. And the knife was right up there on the spring.
I thought you said you didn't kill Broad.
Oh, I didn't. He did it himself. You see, I'll put my own knife in here like this. Now, watch out, Jingles.
No, watch out, all right. Man could get killed around this wagon if he didn't watch out.
Now, how does the spring work?
Well, when Broad bent over to kill me, that bedroll with the pack sack inside of it is supposed to be me. He set off the spring. Now, watch closely now.
I'm watching.
Oh, no.
Ooh. I'm glad I wasn't in front of that thing.
That's a pretty deadly trap, Elmer.
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of this wagon. I've seen enough.
So have I.
Just tell me one more thing, Elmer.
What's that, Bill?
How do you plan to get the third brother, Slim Phillips?
Oh, that's a secret. But I'll get him. Yes, indeed.
I'll bet you will. Bill, I don't like this.
Neither do I, Jingles.
All right. Stand right where you are.
Bill.
Get your hands up high, all of you. That's better.
Oh, dear.
Don't give me that old dear stuff. Keep them up.
Yes, sir. They're up.
Bill, it's Slim Phillips.
You're doggone right, it's Slim Phillips. Oh. The last of the Phillips now.
That's right, isn't it?
You crazy little tinker. Think you can wipe out the Phillips gang, do you? Well, I'll show you. Turn around, all of you.
Bill.
Better do what he says, Jim.
What?
That's better. Now I'll just take all your guns and toss them up into the brush. Hey. You ain't carrying no gun.
Oh, well, of course not. Violence is foreign to my nature.
Yeah. Little peepsqueak's as violent as a rattlesnake.
Quiet, Jingles.
Well, doggone him. We wouldn't be in this mess if it wasn't for him and his peaceful ways of settling his feud.
Shut up, you two.
I'm shut.
Now, I may be the last of the Phillips brothers, but I'm going to stay alive and stay free. I'm getting rid of all of you. The law first. You, Hickok and Jingles.
Oh.
And I'm saving this crazy little pack rat for the last. Get yourselves ready for a bullet, because here it comes.
Say, Wranglers, did you ever take a look at your mom's cookbook? Well, if you have, you've noticed how it's just loaded with all sorts of recipes for all kinds of good dishes. But if you look real close at some of those recipes, you'll see that some of them are sure powerfully complicated. Well, I think you'd almost have to be a magician to figure some of them out. And that's another reason why I like this recipe for Kellogg's Crispy Squares. It's so quick and simple that you can follow it without any trouble at all. Like I've been telling you, even some of you young cowpokes could do it without even batting an eye. And say, those Kellogg's Crispy Squares are sure some treat. A real Western treat. Mm-hmm. Makes me want to whip up a batch of them just to thinking about them. Matter of fact, I think I'll do that just right after the show. And why don't you do the same? Well, maybe Mom would rather do it herself, though. Either way, the whole family's in for some delightful eating. But make sure that you've got some Kellogg's Rice Krispies and marshmallows on hand. And then you just follow the simple 9-minute easy-does-it recipe that's right on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package. You try a batch and see if you don't agree with your old pal Slim that Kellogg's Crispy Squares are the best treat ever. Will you do that for me? Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok, Jingles, and the vengeful little tinker Elmer stand with a gun on their backs held by the last of the Phillips brothers, Slim Phillips. He's just threatened to kill them all for the death of his two brothers.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Phillips. Bill and I didn't have nothing to do with the killing of your two brothers. This little guy Elmer rigged up those traps.
How far do you think I'd get with the famous Wild Bill Hickok on my trail? Now shut up and let me get this over with.
Now, look, Phillips. You're not going to shoot us in the back, are you?
Why not?
Well, I'm pretty well known, you know, and if people find out you kill me from behind, it's not going to look so good.
Hey, maybe you got something, Hickok. Turn around, all of you. Yeah. It ain't going to do my reputation any harm at all to be the guy that killed Wild Bill Hickok.
What are we going to do, Bill?
Jump him, Jingles.
No, you don't. That back, you two, or I'll blow a hole right through this crazy little squirrel.
Billy's got a gun in Elmer's back.
Yeah. Back up, Jingles.
Nice try, Hickok. But it didn't work.
All right. But before you shoot us, I'd like to ask Elmer a couple of questions.
What kind of questions?
Oh, like, when did he get your brother Broad's knife and Ted's rifle? He must have met all three of you before.
Hey. That's something I want to know, too.
Yeah, well, that was easy. You left them with me to be fixed just 2 days ago.
I did.
Well, not you, your brother Ted, over in Rimrock. He wanted the knife sharpened and some work done on the gun. I just kept them and used them in my traps.
Ted brought in Slim's six gun, too, didn't he?
My six gun? That's one I'm holding now.
You fixed that gun, too, didn't you, Elmer?
Why, Bill, I didn't.
I know you didn't see Slim, but remember how you told me you fixed his gun?
Uh, Oh, yes, indeed.
And Bill, what's going on? What good's all this talking going to do us?
I just want Slim to know that he's walked right into a trap, just like the traps that killed his brother.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You'll find out when you try to pull that trigger, Slim. Only you won't be alive to know what happened.
When I pull this trigger, you're the one who won't be alive.
Go ahead. Point that hog leg at me and pull the trigger. It'll be the last thing you ever do.
You're bluffing.
Am I? There's enough powder packed into the inside of that gun to blow your head off.
Yes, yes, and I'm a very good gunsmith, you know. Oh, excellent.
You little double-crossing rat. Thought you'd kill me too, huh? Well, you won't. I'm leaving. And don't try to follow me. Your guns are up in the brush.
Go ahead, run for it, Phillips. You won't get far.
I got a horse right here that can take me a long way in a hurry.
Let's jump in. Billy dropped his gun.
Hold it, Jingle.
There's a gun for you, Hickok. Try to shoot me as I leave. Up there! Hey, hey!
Now, get that gun and drop it.
No, no, Bill. Not with his gun. It'll blow you up and kill you.
Not this gun, Jingle. I just made up that story about the gun being loaded with powder and ran a big bluff on Phillips.
Well, I'll be darned.
I've got a good shot at him as soon as he comes around that rock.
Bill, wait!
What's the matter, Elmer?
Don't pull that trigger! That gun will blow up! I fixed it to get Slim.
What?
That's right. Put it down.
Yeah, put it down. Put it down. Easy, Bill.
Get a horses. Come here, Buckshot.
Joker, come here. I'll dig her guns out of the brush, Bill.
No time for that now. Besides, Slim's unarmed. Steady, boy.
Now, hold still, Joker.
All right. Run him down, Buckshot. Go, boy!
Jump, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! Oh, we're gaining on him, Bill.
That horse of his can't outrun Buckshot and Joker.
Stay away, Hickok!
He's jumping off, Bill. He's going to run for
it. Whoa, Buckshot.
Oh, hold up, Joker. Whoa.
Get away from me.
You can't run away from the law, Phillips. Give yourself up.
I'll never give up. They'll hang me.
You should have thought of that a long time ago.
You ain't taking me. I'll break you in two with my fist.
I wouldn't try it if I were you.
Well, I am trying it.
You'll be sorry you started that.
I'm not fooling. Now give up.
Try and take me.
All right, how's this?
Oh! Now, that's what I call giving up the hard way.
Let's pick him up, Jingles. We'll load him on his horse and take him to jail where he belongs.
Bill, you know, I just happen to think there's a reward out for this one, just like for his two brothers.
Yeah. I suppose Elmer should get the reward for Slim, too. That'll make him even for what the Phillips brothers stole from his family.
Yeah. Only this brother's going to be turned in alive, and that'll spoil Elmer's record.
I'm going to have a little talk with Elmer, Jingles. Tell him that he'd better stick to his tinkering and leave the business of running down killers to the law.
Yeah, somebody better tell him before he cleans out all the crooks in the West. Hey, Bill, this coyote's waking up.
Set him down a minute.
You, Hickok. All right. You win.
You darn right we win. You know, we're taking you back to jail, Phillips. And don't try any funny business, or we'll turn you over to Elmer and let him tinker with you.
And now here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be around again on Monday.
With a real action story, too, kids. It's about a scheme to drive honest citizens off their land by stopping their water supply. We call it the Challenge of Sentinel Ridge. Be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Vitamin Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Vine in person. Today's cast included Howard McNear, Frank Gerstle, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production. This is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Sweet Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Challenge of Sentinel Ridge.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.